When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, my name is B.J. Berry, and welcome to 100 Music Legends, the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature the song Hotel California by the Eagles. Even today, Hotel California is played every 11 minutes on American radio, several decades after its release, and that has created cult groups thirsting for an answer. What does this song actually mean? What's it about? One of the writers of the song, singer-drummer Don Henley, told the Australian journalist Tara Brown,
"The song?
Mm-hmm.
It means different things to different people, you know.
There seem to be quite a lot of different meanings to a lot of different people."
There are, and some of them are just insane, but that's okay.
Sometimes songs can be obscure or even metaphoric. Today, the only thing that remains of the story is what the two Alpha members and/or band members claim to be the truth. It turns out to be a very clever story and, as well, a strategic one. The two self-proclaimed bosses of the Eagles, Don Henley and Glenn Frey, like to say that the impulse came because they wanted to do something cool like Steely Dan, of whom they were both big fans.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter.
Steely Dan were the original hipsters from New York City. And they envied the coolness, especially as far as the lyrics were concerned.
You know, we were and are big Steely Dan fans. Mm-hmm. We were always quite amazed that Steely Dan was so brave lyrically. They got the Steely Dan t-shirts. You know, they had lines in their songs that we would sort of looked at ourselves and says, whoa, would we have put that in one of our songs?
As Glenn Frey told USA Today, that's exactly what they wanted to try. Mysterious lyrics that leave everything open. Picture the guy on the highway. Her mind is Tiffany twisted. She got the Mercedes-Benz. Contrary to the previous lyrics, which always had a cinematic approach, big stories like Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding.
And because Henley had been playing around with the words Hotel California for a long time, that's exactly what they took on. At least that's the official version from Glenn Frey. He likes to conceal the fact that the actual impulse for the song came from a completely different source. That might be because this person was the hate cap par excellence for Glenn Frey, and we're talking about guitarist Don Felder. If you listen to the song Hotel California, you could say that the song owes its origin to a rattlesnake. I know, you're saying, huh? But okay, first, hear me out. It all begins with Don Felder and the Eagles on the third album, On the Border. There was a song that demanded a slide guitar. And the other original guitarist of the Eagles, Bernie Leadon, couldn't do the part. But he had a buddy from his school days back in Florida called Don Felder. A quick call, and they had their slide guitar. And Don Felder had a new job the very next day, fifth man of the Eagles, or you could say the fifth wheel on a car. Ultimately, his constant personal quarrel with Glenn Frey was also the reason for the first Eagles breakup back in 1980. But I know, you're still asking, what in the world does this have to do with rattlesnakes? Well, Felder had a house in Topanga Canyon near Los Angeles, where he lived with his wife and child, a hip area for showbiz people. His wife, however, panicked when she had her baby lying on a blanket while in the garden. She discovered a rattlesnake next to the baby. In all of her panic, she informed her husband, who was on tour, by the way, that she would immediately rent a house on the beach in Malibu, because there they had no rattlesnakes. Get it? And when Felder came back from his tour, he once again started to record demos at home, which he always presented to his bandmates, or rather his two bosses, Don Henley and Glenn Frey. This was to give them new ideas for the next album. And because it was so relaxing on Malibu Beach, he recorded this piece of music which was more like reggae meets calypso. Don and Glenn thought it was awesome, which immediately led to the song title Mexican Reggae. And then, of course, came the attempt to write mysterious Steely Dan-type lyrics to a title like Mexican Reggae, maybe not that easy. So Mexican Reggae was changed to Hotel California, and that became the monster hit. On a monster album, by the way, that is ranked third on the top list by the Recording Industry Association. Number two is Michael Jackson's Thriller. And yes, listen and marvel, number one was and still is the greatest hits album of 1975 by the Eagles. So the guys were good businessmen. But finally, this immense success broke them. Now the follow-up album was under extreme pressure to succeed. The band had been in the studio for 2 years. They tore themselves to shreds with detailed discussions, and in the end, they only made a mediocre album. Back to Hotel California, The Long Run. There still is the question, what's the song about? What does it mean? If you surf the internet long enough, you can find conclusive explanations for cannibalism, up to the conviction that the song describes a psychiatric clinic, but also devil cult is on offer, up to the Church of Satan. The writers themselves are usually bored with answering this question. On the U.S. television series 60 Minutes, Don Henley said,
"It's basically a song about the dark underbelly of the American dream, and about excess in America, which is something we knew a lot about."
There you go. Basically a song about the dark backgrounds of the American dream and about the excess in America, something they might know something about. Surely an allusion to the tour to Hotel California with excesses of unprecedented proportions. And the king of that rock star life was none other than Joe Walsh. That was an iconic lick from the final solo, a string slider by Joe Walsh, who replaced founding member Bernie Leadon on guitar. And Joe Walsh was the frontman for the Eagles' tour excesses. He once said in an interview that he was drunk only once in his life, and that was from the early 1970s to the early 1990s. And in this condition, it was also supported by cocaine. Joe was not the kind of guy that would walk his way down a hallway in a hotel to get over to the next room, but rather he would pull out a chainsaw and cut his way through the walls. As the Eagles would say, Joe helped to remodel hotel rooms. They earned millions and they just simply took care of the cost and problems. And exactly that kind of indulgence is what this song is kind of all about. Beyond that, Hotel California is simply a great song. It involves you from the very first four bars. And the argument between the three writers, Henley, Frey, and Felder, don't really change the fact that it was just a great song, every 390 seconds of it. When was the last time you gave Hotel California a good listen? Give it a shot, and hopefully Joe Walsh won't be in the room next door to you with a chainsaw trying to remodel your situation, if you know what I mean. Welcome to the Hotel California. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify, and while you're there, make a song suggestion. Go to 100greatsongs.com. We'll see you the next time.